Now, we were sitting there at a stoplight behind a truck, just talking. My wife was next to me. My mother was in the backseat visiting from California. Now, we were doing nothing wrong, just waiting for the light to change, talking about where we're going to eat, talking about picking up my daughter from school and what time we needed to do that. Nobody could have guessed. Nobody could have guessed. In front of us, a big plumber's truck. The fella in the car told us later that all of a sudden he realized he needed to make a phone call, so he put his truck in reverse, punched the gas, went backwards because he wanted to go into a parking lot where there was a phone. He didn't look. We were behind him. The truck smashed us and obviously injured my mother, injured my wife, and I had a slight injury. Now, this was some time ago, nothing lately, but it goes to the point today that there are unexpected events that occur in our lives. There are things that come into our lives, things that come into a nation, things that, look at what's happening in Libya. Nobody really predicted it a year ago, but here we're seeing again the breakdown in nations, the breakdown all around the world that, a lot of impending dangers. So again, with the title this week, we're calling it Alert, Impending Danger Ahead. Now, that is based on massive biblical prophetic revelation. It is based on what the Spirit of God has said in detail of what is going to occur in the world. That all of a sudden, the world, as Jesus describes it in Matthew 24, it's going to be eating and drinking and marrying and going along as it was in the days of Noah. And then all of a sudden, things are going to alter known history as never before and set the world on a course that leads ultimately to Armageddon. Billions die. The environment is trashed. The world is in flames. It's all coming down the pike, but listen, there's so much insight that we can gain, so much that we can have to, prepare ourselves and know what time it is in the prophetic clock, and then also to realize everything that is going on. Not good enough just to say, hey, you know what, we're towards the end of time. Well, what does that mean for a lot of folks? Millions, if not billions around the world can say they feel that in the air, in the writings, in the politic, in the military, in the spiritual sense all over the world. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the website, and we are glad to have you here with us tonight. Glad to know that you're listening tonight. Glad to know that last night, we've been gone for about a week. They've been playing the, repeats all last week. We are still out of the house in a hotel waiting for, now we're going to have mold testers, chemical testers, everything else going on in that house. I'm in a side room of that house with the door shut that is a separate part, literally, of the house. And it's not bad over here, but we wanted to be with you tonight. Shatter Broadcast Live. This is Russ Dizdar for all those who are new. Welcome to those listening by internet, by the satellite, and by the thousands of you worldwide. The downloads from the archives. Yes, Monday night is up, and we should have those up each night on our site, and we appreciate you taking the time. Send them to your friends, and for many of you, it can be like a mission, part of the mission. Let's get it into China. Let's get it into Russia. Let's get it into, all over the world. Let's get the message of a gospel, of a good news in the context of all that is going on. Now, in the news today, I don't know which one to tell you first, literally. I ordered a book today. Here's the title of the book, Genes, Giants, Monsters, and Men. Genes, Giants, Monsters, and Men. And then the subtitle, The Surviving Elites of the Cosmic War and Their Hidden Agenda. Now, it's going to be out within about a month or so, and I pre-ordered it. Here's what the product description is. Quote, consider the possibility that The history of the human race is not as simple as what has been taught in classroom textbooks. Consider the possibility that evolutionary scientific explanation for mankind has ignored critical facts that are buried deep within the fossils and mankind's DNA. Consider the possibility that religious stories that have been often the core basis for mankind's understanding of where it belongs in the history of creation may actually reveal a planet occupied with tyrannical giants and an elite, highly intelligent race bent on genetic manipulation. You know who the author is? Joseph P. Farrell. While he's authored some pretty powerful books, has his PhD from Oxford University, and this is going to be another layer to the messages that have been coming out about giants, Nephilim, genetic manipulation, transhumanism, the old black flame. A lot of chosen ones will probably look into this. And I would say that on the surface of things, we're scratching the surface of what the underground does know and what they're into. Now, connected to this, yesterday's story. Yesterday's story, here's the title, exclusive NASA scientist claims evidence of alien life on a meteorite. Did you see that? Looks like a little worm with a fuzzy tail at the end. Basically, the scientist is kind of promoting the idea that somewhere from outer space, this worm-looking thing on a meteorite has come here, seeded the planet. You know, the idea that we've been seeded and that we've come from this little worm with a fuzzy tail and we don't know where it came from, why we're here, what it's all about. But there's a big, there's Dr. Richard B. Hoover, astrobiologist with NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. Now, he's traveled to remote places in Antarctica and Siberia, Alaska, other places. And now with this meteor, right, this fragment, he says it's a very simple process. I'm quoting on the article that's been put out by Garrett Tenney. He says that here's what we can do. We can, with a, scanning electron microscope and a field emission electron scanning microscope, which allowed him to search the stone's surface for evidence of fossil. Now, I just remembered that the book that I ordered is about this very thing also. The concept of fossil. The bones. And the skulls and that which, you know, it will probably be unearthed, in the near future. Where do we put this whole Nephilim thing in? Now, we're doing a series this week in this broadcast called, Alert, Look for the Impending Danger. Jesus referred to this in 2,000 years ago, Matthew 24, that as it was in the days of Noah. There was preparation, there was a judgment coming, a cleansing coming, literally, if you understand the flood, it was a saving of the actual human race, so that the human race would not be transmuted and utterly changed and wiped out by that genetic, demonic, hybrid mutation. Now, that's way back there in Genesis 6. So much is being brought out today. All the occult streams, and now I'm going to tell you 2012ers and others, and scientists that desire, transhumanist, of course, a kind of, genetic DNA leap. The promise of the aliens, the ones that are speaking to individuals that are listening, they're talking about telling individuals and communicating that they're going to heighten the genetics of humanity, that latent in the DNA of humanity they're going to by a planetary spiritual wave, they're going to awaken the sleeping DNA and all of a sudden, homo lumos, homo deity, there will be a transformation. Now, that's coming out of the New Age. That's coming from the spirits of the New Age. That's coming from the 2012ers now. And this report was picked up by a local radio station, talk show host here locally, Howie Chizik, WHLO 640. Now, he gets his theology from the History Channel. I don't know about you, but I do watch it. I do a lot of reading, do a lot of many things to kind of just scope out all the research that's needed, the grid, the Word of God, the Spirit of God, the centrality of Christ. There's a reason for that, that we find in Colossians, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. It's not as though God wouldn't know that a little worm-like looking thing with a fuzzy tail on a meteor rock wouldn't be looked at by a astrophysicist, astrobiologist. Now, here's what others told Fox News anyway. The implications of the research are shocking, describing the findings variously as profound, very important, and extraordinary. But Dr. David Marles, an astrobiologist with NASA's Ames Research Center, says he's very cautious about jumping into the bandwagon, and so should all of us be. Here's some questions I want to bring up. If all of a sudden we're going to take a look, and that's what the local talk show radio host was saying. We've been seeded from out there, out of space. Aliens have sent these little things, and this is the connection to human existence and DNA and genetics. But I have a question. If it occurred even 10,000 years ago, now they're going to say millions of years ago, why don't these things keep growing into the little tadpoles that eventually sprout the legs, that begin to walk on the land, that begin to grow and get hunchbacked and begin to look like a monkey? And then the monk, you know, then the Neanderthal, you know the whole story. And the entire evolutionary issue, one of the biggest failures and one of the most important things to look at in that debacle of evolution, and is why it's not continuing to happen. You know, if we still have these microbes, these elements in the rocks, why aren't they still turning into these things? And the evolutionary process, is there some kind of intelligent process that has eliminated that? Let me tell you something right now, that evolutionary spirituality is a major doctrine sprouting throughout the New Age movement around the world. There is, and the story is going to link itself to this concept that some spiritual by osmosis, we don't know the source, we don't know where, but there is excitement among millions worldwide that there will be an evolutionary leap. Now, it doesn't stop there. Let me take you a little further. Thanks to a friend of mine sending me, and one of the reasons I'm bringing it out now, next week I do an entire series called The Alien Mind. The Alien Mind. I look at Joseph Farrell's new book, Genes, Giants, Monsters, and Men. And the premise that woven within humanity's history is this hybrid race. Let me ask you a question. If they were here before the flood and then again later, it already tells you that unless they were wiped out in a different way or bred out in a different way, that they may have lasted. They may have continued. There's no question Hitler, Himmler, and all of them sought to backbreed to develop again the Nephilim Aryan race, Godmen. There's no question in my mind, and many of you that work with satanic ritual abuse and MPD, those are misleading terms, because the entire process unleashed in the 40s, massively globally unleashed in the 50s, that have produced maybe, now listen, 100 million current victims of this process of changing DNA, of enhancing it, of somehow infusing, getting to developing, if not direct, development of the Nephilim again. There's nothing in the Word of God that says it will not happen. There are suggestions in the Word of God, clearly, in the Pale Horse Revelation, Book of Revelation, chapter 6, that the beasts of the earth, the Theron, included with war and famine and some kind of, plague, if not chemical or biological, we're talking billions will die. And it includes 1/4 of humanity will die. And these beasts, Theron, God gives that in the context biblically. And scripture interpreting scripture in the book of Revelation, that's reference to Antichrist, false prophet, and only them. As like, hybrid, mutated humans, looking like a man, looking like human, but not actually there. Now, the New Age movement's foundational revelations coming from the Tibetan, coming from an ascended master, describes a world teacher that will be supranatural. Now, the Muslims are looking for a supranatural leader. The alienologists and those who are embracing the alien agenda, they're looking for a super being. It all fosters one thing, preparation, the layering spiritually. Now, Tim sends me this from out west. Thank you, Tim. Here's the title of it anyway. Here's what it says. South Dakota man describes alien encounter. He talks about red lights, driving his car. MUFON is involved with this out there in South Dakota. And he goes on to say this. This is what caught my attention. He describes the entities actually showing up. The man said he gets this goosebumps all over himself and tingling feelings. He talks about this alien that it reached in and touched his head through the windshield and ran its head down his back. And his back got real hot. The man described the alien, quote, "It had an oblong head, really thin body, thin arms and legs. It was translucent." You know, I dealt with a demon in a Fort Bragg super soldier chosen one, a spirit called Argon that empowered this high-tech super soldier to be able to, get into the ether, do psychic assassination, and a lot of other things. And the energy that empowered them to get up and get out, the non-human enhancement, when we commanded under the name of the living Christ, for it to make itself known, not just as an energy, but what it was. Well, there it was. This individual says, the thing is a translucent, beautiful entity. I commanded for it to tell its name, Argon. Now, I'm reading the story of the man. And I quote again, him saying, it was translucent. It was glowing like a real dim light bulb because you could see through it. Eyes were like, listen, eyes were size of human, really long, long nose, long in length. It was really big mouth. Its arms were like sticks. They were parallel to each other. Two sticks looked like it was glowing. It was around 4 foot tall, but its arms stretched. There was another being standing along the road too. The other one on the left-hand side of the road had a face like a beast. Horrifying, ugly, looked wrinkly, walked like a squat around the size of a goat. It was glowing too, reddish brown. It was wide and narrow. Let me continue a little bit more here. The being along the side of the road disappeared quickly, but the alien that appeared to enter the car stayed with the man until he reached an area where there were homes. The wife said her husband's head was hot and his demeanor was agitated when he arrived home. Now, let me tell you something. In demon possession and manifestation, physical bodies hot, sweating, falling to the ground, spiritually, mentally, emotionally agitated. Pretty amazing story, isn't it? Next week, we're going to do a series in which we're going to embrace or we're going to engage Eric Von Daniken and Giorgio and the Ancient Alien series coming out by the History Channel. Let me cry out to you right now. Can I tell you right now, don't get your theology from the History Channel. Interesting concepts, interesting stuff. But as I've examined again and again and again the videos, the documentaries that are very well done, it is a high promotion of vast scripture twisting to the point of the development of a cult. The Eric Von Daniken cult, that all of scripture must be twisted and changed and reinterpreted to fit the preconceived notion. Aliens, well, they're entities, that's for sure. Extraterrestrial, you know what? It doesn't matter whether they're extraterrestrial or extradimensional, really. Because the evidence has shown that they're rapists, that they kidnap humanity, that they do no good, that they give us no good, that they act like the demonic act. Let me tell you something. Part of the impending danger is in the sky. Everyone biblically literate in the realm of biblical revelation, prophetic revelation, needs to understand that in the end of days, the signs, the supernatural things, the prince of the power of the Eros, the air, in that domain, right above our heads, that there is supernatural things going on, seductive, seducing, that entities are there, and, well, there are times, and depending on why, in the doorways, they can show themselves. Think about it now. The movie Skyline. I did a one-hour commentary on that at the Preemption Broadcast Podomatic. You can get it there. The entities were coming down and attacking humanity and destroying humanity. What about War of the Worlds? The alien race coming down, destroying humanity and shredding and using humanity. What about the new one coming up this weekend? Just a couple of days away. For all the alienologists, all the ufologists, all the Martian heads out there. Battle L.A. Now I'm going to see it. I wonder if L.A. Marzulli will see that movie. Now it's clear that it's showing that a race is coming down out of the sky attacking humanity. Wonder where the concept comes from. War of the Worlds. Skyline. Many others, and now Battle L.A. Battle L.A. will be seen by millions the world over. It'll make millions. It's going to show that out of the sky, descending down onto the planet, entities are coming. Yet, if you're a believer in Christ, if you are a spiritual leader in Christ, there is massive biblical revelation about a coming disclosure. Down out of the skies and on to and into and within our society. Revelation chapter 9, the abyss is opened. That's why I will continue to say aliens, well, entities, dimensionally, not only on the earth, in lives, old ancient gods and goddesses, the doorways are being ripped wide open for them to synchronize with the Luciferic plot and plan. Preparation for the abyss. Building a consciousness in humanity that anything that comes out of the sky is evil. So we must get planetary defense weapon systems. We must get ready. We must build a super military system that can develop planetary weapons where we can unite together as a world, aim those weapons in the sky, and stop whatever doorway opens and whatever whatever presence begins to descend. Apocalypse Jesu Christu. You read about it, Revelation chapter 19. I looked over 50 other books today on the concept of Armageddon. None of them dealt with the biblical revelation of Armageddon, unleashed in Revelation 16, the source of the power of Armageddon, and then Revelation 19:19, and what it's all about. Let me tell you something, the world is being set up. And I'm going to tell you tonight that when we talk about, like last night, we talked about, you know, alert, 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 and being watchful, and looking at that one little Greek word in the Bible, the Spirit of God chose to use to tell every believer, being watchful. That simple little word is a command from the Spirit of God for all believers in the context of a joy-filled life, of Christ in your life, and of enjoying things and being a part of the mission of God, being involved in great prayer and intercession, and all that we do, this is included. Maybe it wasn't taught along the way. Maybe it wasn't in the old discipleship books the way it should have been. Please understand, it is the biblical record that we need to have. We need to have all of what it says, because it is given by the infinite, uncreated Spirit of God for everything we need for life and godliness, the future, our lives right now, and even looking at the past. How well versed are you? What do you know is going to happen all around us? So I bring this in. A major part of tonight's discussion is this issue. Because the world has no idea of what's really coming. Did you see the website www.shatterthedarkness.net? Alert! Impending danger ahead. Monday night, your life, the impending danger is coming. That's Monday night. Tuesday night was the world you live in and the impending danger is coming in. I'm going to go over five of those at least. Five of those tonight. I'll deal with the impending dangers of the church, the impending dangers of nations individually, and then Friday, five steps to spiritual depth. Now, many of you know that we've been kind of ousted from our house. We've been delayed. We've had a flood. We don't know whether all the stuff could be saved, truly, because of the mold now and the chemicals and all the rest. So you just keep us in your prayers. We will adapt. And whether I've got to sit inside McDonald's and wherever, I'll be reporting to you and bring this live show to you wherever we need to come from. And we're going to be up there in Connecticut in about 25 days or less than that. We have this big conference coming up there called CSEE. If you take a look at the website, scroll down a little bit, a Supernatural Explanations event. L.A. Marzulli is going to be there. Richard Grund's going to be there. I'm going to be there. And it looks like Friday night, Saturday, and maybe also Sunday morning. So just click on that little banner you see where it says C, and you'll get more information. There's a registration there. And I want to see a lot of you there. I'd love to have you come. Pray about it. Get up there. Events like this right now in the context of bringing out all biblical revelation. These really are cutting edge conferences on the content dealing with issues right now. So I want to encourage you about that. Let you know again, for those who have written, yes, we do not have commercials. We do not have business products to sell. We do not have those kind of, you know, high-end things that we can put onto our broadcasts. So if you want to know how to support and be a part and invest in this work, and if you believe in its benefit and want to see it maintain and grow and do all this, well, the only thing we can tell you is this. Go to the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Scroll down a little bit. You'll see where it says support. You click on there. It'll tell you everything. Now, let's get right into tonight in dealing with the world. And I'm going to tell you again, let me just say welcome to the Luciferian that's listening. Welcome to the Satanist and the Brotherhood and those connected to the old Black Flame, the old Nazis. want to say that we're glad by the providence of God for you to be engaged. And Psi Warriors and remote viewers and New Agers and psychics and others, we want you to be here. We pray that the hand of God will bring you to this. And there would be a spiritual engagement that God, by an infinite level of authority, and because of his love and compassion, strike spiritual deception in the face. Pull down the spiritual blinders, rip aside all of the counterfeit, and unveil the sheer love, beauty, power, might, majesty of a Savior that died on a cross. Does it have anything to do with the blood? The blood of Christ shed. Does it have anything to do with the sin nature, death code, DNA, and the coming indestructible immortality, the glorification? You better believe it does. We're not talking just about power and energy and might, though God has that. Though there is a great joy in the power and the grace and the might of God in a life that has his indwelling. But it's about a relationship. It is about the fact that infinite God loves you and Christ, God in human flesh, again, freed from the infection, the sin code, the death code, and what changed us from the majesty we were meant to be. The wages of sin is death. The death code is there. You can't get rid of it. Christ has come attacking death, attacking. And listen, salvation in Christ involves everything down to your DNA. So if you're interested in the coming DNA change on an atomic level, the physics of God, you can take a look at, again, the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Let the physicist, let those who are looking for homo lumos, homo deity, homo nautica, let them throw all of that to the side and take a look at homo glorious, the great coming glorification. Why did Jesus go to that cross? Redemption, God's love, God coming for us. Look how he healed individuals. Look how he raised them from the dead. Look what he's done. Look at the resurrection of Christ, a prototype of what is to come. But the great glorification, the event coming from infinite heavens, from God, it is coming. But before it gets here, you better believe all hell is going to bring a counterfeit embracing millions, billions, the goal, the entire world. And I'm going to give you five of the major things. Most of them would be considered events that are going to be absolutely unmistakable. One of those, the first one, not so much an event. Well, it is, but it's progressive, and it is telling. Now, maybe 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you couldn't see this, but if you understand biblical revelation about the evolutionary development of counterfeit spirituality, counterfeit everything, a counterfeit salvation, counterfeit doctrine, counterfeit promise, counterfeit future, counterfeit developments, counterfeit giftings, counterfeit word, counterfeit experience, counterfeit in every way, whether in the heavenlies, the alienologists, the alien agenda, the so-called agenda, or whether it's the ancient temples that are being opened again, or whether it's the new development, it's all synchronizing. There is a Luciferic synchronizing of all of it. It has one message, one agenda, one direction, and there is power, a secret power, developing. So let me ask you the question first. On your notes, by the way, we have notes now. And if you go to the website, you can see there a PDF file download. We give you a little mini-cast introduction to the week. And the notes are there, and on the notes, I have a question there. The world is in more danger than it knows. Now listen, the world is in more danger than it knows. true or false? What do you say? True or false? The physical world, tectonic plates, volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, all kinds of changes. What about oil? What about militaries? What about China? What about Hugo? What about Ahmadinejad? What about the Middle East? What about the wars? What about the unrest? What about overpopulation? I don't think the world understands as a whole. We feel it. Millions, billions feel it. You feel it. That's why you're listening tonight. So many of you listen tonight. So many of you download from all around the world, in Russia, in China, all around the world, in Alaska, in South Africa, in South America, there in Manila, in India, all around the world, you guys are downloading. It's clear. You can feel it in the air. No clue. I don't think the world has a clue concerning the, well, number one, this event, this corporate development, corporate spiritual development that has occurred. It is aggressive. Now, it started off like rust on a car, undealt with and developing and growing, like mold in a house, moss on a rock. But this is a supernaturally secret power of lawlessness. And it goes all the way back to the garden. It is tied into the events prior to the flood and those afterwards. The past has a lot to do with the present and a lot to do with the near future. Does the world know that it's in vast, massive danger? True or false? Let me give you a heads up right now. More and more 2012 Mayan prophecy or ancient other sites, alien communication, and remote viewing data is going to be coming from non-human sources, extra-dimensional sources, that are going to begin to communicate to build the critical mass, to believe that the world can change its outcome, change the rise of the Antichrist, change the abyss, change Armageddon. I read the title of the book today in my research, and it's all about, its title was 2012, and choosing the 2012 spiritual concept of a new glorious world order and being able to stop the coming Armageddon. Guaranteed that that's going to be part of the plot, a developing plot. It's already in the older writings, the newer content. And I'm going to tell you right now, the spirits are going to communicate this like never before. As this year goes fast, the swelling corporate consciousness, global consciousness, about a new age, about man taking destiny in his own hands by the new spiritual evolution and development, and stopping what would look like the end of the world and Armageddon. Antichrist is going to join in that. The spiritual development of a new world order is going to join in that. They're going to want to stop anything that's going to perceive or is perceived to bring the world to an end. The Antichrist is going to literally ride on the spiritually communicated, disseminated promises and doctrine that humanity could be saved by its own evolution, development. That the end of the earth, as we know it, could be saved. There is a Luciferic offer that involves in a biblically revealed, the Luciferic masked peace and saving of the world. As biblical revelation shows, the four horses, Revelation chapter 6. Actually, the greatest deception in human history will bring in the greatest destruction the world has ever known. I don't believe the world knows at all concerning the dangers that it's really in. I think there are those that are going to believe the spirits of the New Age, the Planos, the Cosmocrators, what's discussed in Ephesians 6, the spiritual entities in the heavenly realms. The fallen cherub has an agenda. It is massive. It is global. It's huge. Huge red dragon, Revelation 12. You ever read it? As this corporate spiritual swelling continues, a disintegration, a degrading, a destabilization will correspond with that development. Look around you. Look around at the spiritual counterfeits project that has developed in the last 30 to 40 years that has sucked in hundreds of millions that have connected to ancient occult writings, secret society writings, ancient bloodlines, old temples, and is connected to the delusion, deception coming out of the skies. Translucent spirits, they have the ability to morph. They have the ability to transform themselves and look like a, well, an angel of light, a bright, flashing being. Do you understand? They're real. They can give non-human enhancement. They can give experiences. They can touch you. They can enter your body. They can give revelations. They can cause, they can give you counterfeit giftings, enhancements. Oh, they're joined together. They're joined together collectively worldwide. You got to understand how the old, the present, and the new. Well, there will be a satanic synchronicity as never before seen in history. As we come to the next event. Now, the event that I'm talking about right now is kind of like you've got to really understand Timothy chapter 1 or chapter 4 verse 1, where the Spirit of God says this spiritual development, the massive swelling of deceiving, seducing spirits, or 2 Thessalonians 2, the counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, and every other sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. You've got to understand that swelling, that issue of swelling and growing, and it's aggressive, and it's plotted, and it's planned, and it knows where it's going. But it leads to a critical point, and that's number two. The world has no idea. Right now, the world has no idea that it's being utterly spiritually deceived. The largest spiritual counterfeits project in human history is on us. Millions and millions, maybe you're a New Ager, maybe you are one of those in a secret society. Maybe simply you say, I'm a psychic, or do you know God? Do you know the power of the living Christ dwelling in you? Do you know that salvation? You can. The next event. Based out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, before the parousia of the Lord, a great rebellion, a great revolt, a plotted, planned, massive, chaotic, catastrophic anarchy will be unleashed. And let me tell you something. Contextually, it's connected to the dark side. It's what they're plotting. It's what Albert Pike and others have talked about, the chaos before the New World Order. You've got to understand, it's really plotted, really planned, and there are those that would claim to be the troops of Antichrist listening to this broadcast right now. You're listening to monitor. You're listening to say, well, we got to see what this guy's going to say, what he's going to reveal, what he's going to tell on us. As I've said in other broadcasts, we estimate now 100 million since the 1940s that have been attempted to be transmuted, changed, and brought in to be the troops of Antichrist. And you're listening right now. And there are those of you that know you have the sleepers within Germany, Russia, France, Italy, in the Vatican, England, Ireland, Scotland, United States, in government, in military, in law enforcement, all around us. And they've been placed, specifically since the 70s, in hundreds of thousands of churches. When the chaos comes, bloodshed, and everything changes, everything's collapsing, everything's brought down, the political regime, military systems, the electrical, the internet, the food, all of the systems will be affected. Europe, Russia, England, United States, Scandinavian countries too, all the world will be affected when the Black Awakening, as they call it, their term, not mine, when it does occur, it will be unmistakable. It will not be just one shooter in one college area or one political rally or one church building. It will be hundreds of thousands of them and many other events that is plotted and planned and in place. Joseph Farrell calls them the elites. Yeah. They're connected to the elite. You know what the chosen ones, these foot soldiers, these troops of Antichrist are all about? They are the fodder. They are the troops of the elite that serve in a more direct relationship to the fallen cherub himself. A massive chaos is felt. It is predicted. It is sensed. It is expected. But in biblical revelation, it is defined. It will be the event to bring the collapse. Inseparable will be the apocalypse anthroposonomos, the unveiling of the man of lawlessness, the unveiling of a superman, the unveiling of a little horn, of an antichrist, of a homo satanus, of a super being and a regime. Revelation 12, the regime worldwide is inseparable and in place when this event occurs. Talk about a shadow government. Talk about elites. I don't know Joseph Farrell, but I'm reading his material. I'm reading many others, and I'm looking forward to reading the new book. It connects Nephilim blood, evolutionary developments in the genetics of humanity. Listen, the dark side has sought this for so long. Dark occultism taught the Nazi regime to develop this, and after that war, it went worldwide. And I'm going to tell you again, in our estimations, multinational, 100 million, four generations now, those in their 60s, those down, all the way down to six-year-olds, indigo children, star children, well, it's more than that. If they are in the process of being changed, transmuted, and forged, the big event that will occur that no one will mistake and everyone will run for cover is the great chaos, the great revolt. Then, number three, the rise, literally the surprising, shocking apocalypse. Do you understand the nature of the Antichrist? Now, we're developing 55 hours of information just on the Antichrist. Look on the website, shadowthedarkness.net, and you'll see where we have that series. A couple of weeks ago, we did a five-night series, Theron, the Greek word used, Theron, concerning the Antichrist. That's how the Spirit of God, that's how God describes what the world will at first see as a supernatural, environmental, political, economic, military, global savior. He's going to rock the world. I mean, he's going to bring the deception, and then the regime, inseparable, will rise, and the false prophet. So the third event is literally the apocalypse, the visible unveiling and ruling presence of Satan in human skin. And the regime connected. Look at Revelation 12. Multinational, globally in its reach, a system, a false prophet that will help bring the world by supernatural powers into believing in. If you do not have the Spirit of God and the living Christ and the Word of God in your life, if you're someone that's in the New Age movement, if you're in remote viewing, if you are in the 2012 and the ayahuasca mushroom taking, if you're involved in all of that and the spirits that are involved in your life, they're layering you, preparing you for the Antichrist. What is your protection? What's going to happen? Is it really a evolution to Homo Lumos? Do you know God? I would pray that now that by the authority of the living Christ who loves you, died for you, comes for you, that's there right now, that summons you, that God would summon you, the Spirit of God would summon you, come to the living Christ. Let the Spirit of God come into your life. Receive the salvation that involves not just forgiveness, but we need that, but freedom from the sin code, the death code, hell itself, and the planting in by God of the coming indestructible immortality, glorification. That third event, the world has no idea, but you know what? It's very possible that the Antichrist, the false prophet, and that regime, that it's all in place right now. It is my opinion that it is, and waiting to be able to be busting out. The chaos will occur first. The spiritual layering will occur prior. The spiritual foundations are laid. The coming chaos, number two, the coming Antichrist regime and false prophet, number three, one of the events that the world has no idea of, the destruction, the abyss. You read about it, Revelation 9. Disclosure. If you want to talk about ultimate disclosure, entities coming from that dimension to this side visibly, what do they do? Well, the only ones safe are those who have the mark of God. And that's usually a reference to the Spirit of God. You're born in the Spirit of the Lord. You know the living Christ. That's the fourth event. That's going to rock the world. Have you read about it? And then fifthly, Armageddon. I'm going to tell you again, every movie that I've seen lately, every book that I've looked at basically out there, has no concept of what real Armageddon is all about. But that's one of the events, the ultimate event. The dark side plans Armageddon. Did you understand that? Take a read of Revelation 19:19. Begin to think through, how do they get there? It doesn't happen overnight. Well, listen, on your notes, we have a lot of other things we wanted to tell you tonight. I want to say that outside of God's prophetic revelation, who's going to tell you the truth? Listen, I believe that counterfeit satanic prophecy, counterfeit satanic, demonic, luciferic, whatever you want to call it, prophecies that are coming, and I believe more will come the rest of this year. The 2012 stuff's going to come like crazy, and there's going to be more and more and more to layer that concept. And that concept is going to be one thing, that it's going to push people deeper and deeper and broader and broader, and there's going to be real spiritual experience with it, engagement, and maybe even a visible engagement with translucent spirits. Guaranteed they will not lead you to God. Guaranteed they will not lead you to Christ. Guaranteed that they will hate the real Christ. Oh, they'll accept a fake cult Christ, New Age Christ, a de-deified substitute. But they can't handle the real one. They know that he is Yahweh Adonai in human flesh. Can I ask the believers in Christ, who's going to bring the prophetic warning to the world? False, dark spirit, counterfeit prophetic will only layer the broadest deception that will lead to catastrophic human destruction in every single level. Let me give you this last part. We have here about 4 minutes. On the notes, I simply ask, how can we warn the world when it seems that no one is listening? Five examples clearly. Number one, The prophets, like Jeremiah, he had a mission from God to go to the individuals. Impending danger was coming, yes. Impending danger. The Babylonians were to come in. You read about it in the book of Lamentations. Listen, if you read the book of Lamentations, you are reading after the fact. You're reading when they were decimated, when massive judgment and decimation came. But 20 years Jeremiah was out there sharing. Was he a fearmonger? No. He was a faithful prophet, a weeping prophet, telling them about what was going to happen. And he was faithful in disseminating that, and the people put him in stocks, and they did all kinds of things to him. But he was faithful in disseminating the message and telling it again and again and again and again. You need to be faithful. Spiritual leaders need to be faithful. And you and I need to bring out all of the biblical revelation and let it bring great insight to the body of Christ and let it pour over into the world. Let me say to all those that are searching in the area of conspiracy and you're looking in the area of all of these events, I guarantee you, I proclaim on the basis of the Word of God, by the Spirit of the living Christ, you will not stop the coming rebellion, the great collapse, the great black. You're not going to stop that. You're not going to stop the Antichrist, the New World Order. You're not going to stop the abyss. You're not going to stop Armageddon. You do have a choice on what side of the fence God has come for you, not willing that anyone be lost. It is God that loves you, that died and shed his blood, that broke the barriers of death, hell, sin, all of it. The doors to God are wide open. You can know him right now. You can turn to the living Christ right now. Listen, believers, the prophets, we need to go back and look how they went out faithfully sharing. Number two, prophetic writings. Let me give you again tonight. Mark it down. I'm not going to take you there, but mark it down. Romans 16, 25, 26, 27. Here we go. Two, prophetic writings. Three, power of the gospel. Four, command of the eternal God. Those three things are listed in a providential weaving together by God concerning how we are to reach the nations, that God wants to save them. God wants to redeem. We're to be in that process. It's by the command of the eternal God. And number five, no one else has such a message of God loving you direct. God right now able to come into your life. I don't care if you're listening to this a month later by archive in Russia or wherever else in the world. Right now, Jesus Christ wants to come into your life, bring you the gift of forgiveness and life in power. Come to Christ. Give your heart to Jesus right now. End of the hour, hope for to listen for the day. Matthew 28, Jesus said, I'll be with you always to the end of the age. You have the living Christ's pledge of being with us. He's here with me. Blessings. Good night.